You're an unusual person.
All right, I talked about rheumatism. Where did I say that you get in that disease? Where does the pain come?
Usually in a joint.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The upper part of a man's body, a woman's too, but the upper part of a man's body is his...
It's torso, but we don't use the word torso. We just say the top part of his body.
Okay.
His chest or his shoulders or
right.
his stomach.
Okay. Have it down at the bottom part of your body, okay? What do you walk with?
Your legs and your waist.
Okay.
Your hips.
Okay, what do you put into your shoes?
Your feet.
Okay, and what's just one of them called?
A toe.
Okay, one toe, one, but one shoe with one, what in it?
With one foot.
Right, okay.
In one shoe.
Okay. And between your knees and your, feet.
Ankle.
Okay, between your knees and your ankle even. Like if you stumble over a box in the dark, you might say, I bruised my...
Shin.
Uh-huh.
Or my shin bone.
Uh-huh. Any other word for that?
Shank.
Yeah, use that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, go ahead, you can drink. The back part of your thighs, right? It's especially between your knees and your buttock, right? And you squat down on your...
Butt. Your hind end.
Okay.
Your seat.
Okay. How about down on your legs? Like, is there another name for this part? Okay, you squat down your haunches. Did you ever hear that?
No, we used, if you get on your haunches, you were stooping.
Uh-huh.
You were stooping down,
mm-hmm.
And usually you weren't touching. You were squatting. And we would say then that he's down on his haunches.
Okay. If someone, okay, this is an expression. If someone's been sick for a little while, and now he's up and around, but he still looks a bit
puny.
Puny?
He's recuperating, but he looks puny.
Mm-hmm. Any other words for that you can think of? We might say sickly.
Sickly, yes. That word is used, sickly.
Okay, or peaked, what do you say?
Peaked.
Peaked, yeah, right?
You're
reading
you're
out
peaked.
Of context. Right, peaked, uh-huh. Okay. Okay, that's different kinds of people, okay? A person who has lots of muscles, he can lift heavy things.
He's strong.
Yeah, okay. All right, or someone who's very easy to get along with, like you.
Easy going.
Okay, what else? Some other words for that? Like, he's always got a smile on his face, he never loses his temper, you might say he's mighty.
Friendly.
Okay. Good-natured?
Good-natured is used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about someone, or actually it happens a lot, I'd say more to boys, like when they're growing up, and they're a little bit, they maybe knock things over, or knock into things, maybe
they're person. Clumsy.
Uh-huh.
And they're careless.
Okay. What else did you say? Maybe like if their arms are long, or they're a little bit thin and tall, like what would you call them? Yeah. You're gawky?
Gawky.
Yeah.
Gawky is an expression,
mm-hmm.
Yes. You're very gawky.
Okay.
Which means you don't have complete control or you won't use
mm-hmm.
proper control.
Okay. Let's see. How about... Okay. Someone who just doesn't make any sense. He says things or does things that don't make any sense. You say he's a plain...
Fool.
Mm-hmm.
He's crazy.
Okay.
We used the word loco bobo,
mm-hmm.
which is Spanish for crazy fool.
Right.
Loco is crazy, bobo is
yeah.
fool. But that expression continued down, in fact, I used it as a child, but it was often a fight with whoever you called a crazy fool. But you would say they're a local, or he's a local bobo, he's a crazy fool.
Are there any different words for that, like between men and women, or would you call them the same things?
No, we call them the same thing there.